This is the time for the No Sweat News, the bizarre stories of the day, so that you can win the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning this week for Ratfest tickets. Yes.
I mean, come on. You want to see Breaking Ben, 3 Days Grace, and Chevelle Dorothy Diamante, don't you?
All courtesy of us.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe this story is a winner. I don't think I would mind this sort of breaking and entering over at my house.
Oh.
Nate Roman of Marlboro, Massachusetts, came home the other day, he and his son, and noticed, oh, my God, the back door of the house is wide open.
Oh, no.
Tell me he found, like, a hot blonde with big boobs or something.
We've been robbed. Except they weren't robbed.
No.
They realized when they went from room to room, nothing was missing, but everything had been cleaned.
Oh.
Every room was cleaned and organized. The place smelled like cleaning products. Someone had even done a toilet paper origami rose.
Oh, that's nice. Creative is what it is.
Who the hell broke into his house?
Apparently a cleaning crew.
Sounds like Martha Stewart broke in there.
Somebody
origami nonsense.
Somebody on the street apparently hired a cleaning crew, and they got the address wrong. They came in and cleaned this guy's house for him.
Oh, my God.
That's hysterical.
That's awesome.
That's the theory, at least.
Or Alice from the Brady Bunch is looking for work.
Right. I'm going to leave my door open from now on. You
Holy
never know.
Cow.
We're going to file the second story under just what kind of party is this chick having?
Oh.
Police in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, to be exact,
okay,
are having a all points bulleted out via their social networks. Security camera pictures of a young lady identified as Jana Snowden. Last month, she went into a Walmart, loaded up her cart, and wheeled it out the front door.
Ah.
In the cart, yeah. Nothing but vodka and toilet paper.
Yeah. That's how you party. She's prepared for the night of and the day after.
I mean, if you're drinking Walmart vodka, I guess you're going to need some TP, right?
That's a smart idea to make sure you
poop through a goose,
up,
baby. Goes through you quick.
Plenty. Make sure that's double stuffed Charmin that you're getting, by the way.
Absolutely.
APB is looking for someone having a good time and a bad time.
Oh, man.
You ever have, like, Gordon's vodka have a plastic bottle?
No.
And then the next day, and you've been eating Cool Ranch Doritos the next day?
Not since I was 15,
guys. Oh, my God. It's like a crime scene in your toilet.
And now, here's what happens when you tell the police that your name is Ben Dover.
I love
that. Dateline, Florida, for our third story of the day.
Yes.
Cop in Palm Harbor, Florida, was trying to get a guy out of a public park because it was closed. I guess he was in there after dark causing a nuisance. And when the police officer asked him his name, he said, Ben Dover. And that'll get you a $500 fine, apparently. I had no idea.
Me neither.
I had no idea. But if you give the cops your name, and unless your name actually is Benjamin R. Dover,
yeah, right,
and you can present some ID that says, no, listen, I'm Benjamin Dover.
Yeah.
My mom and dad had a very terrible sense of humor.
I know. They destroyed this child.
No one wanted this guy in the park drinking after hours. Apparently, his name was not Ben Dover.
So it's not Ben Dover?
And he gets a $500 fine.
Yikes.
Well, we thank you to Florida for that one.
And that is the No Sweat News. Now, you're closer to getting some Ratfest tickets. If you miss any of the episodes of the No Sweat News this week, you just go to the podcast page at WRET.com.
I wonder if Benjamin Dover knows Michael Hunt. Just wondering about that.
I think they're related.
What about Herbert?
They're all cousins.
Paging Mr. Versmells.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.